Page 42. The Daytona 500. Get ready for one of America's biggest racing events. On this day in 1948, William France and his friends officially formed NASCAR, the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. Over 200,000 fans will gather this coming Sunday in Daytona Beach, Florida, to watch the 55th Daytona 500, NASCAR's biggest racing event. Visitors will hear roaring engines, smell smoking tires, and witness high-speed crashes. Top drivers compete in this 500-mile-long race, reaching speeds of nearly 200 miles per hour. A close finish. In 1959, in the first Daytona 500, three cars were neck and neck as they flew past the checkered flag. Since race officials didn't have their own camera, they asked reporters for photos to determine the winner. The photos showed that Lee Petty had won the race by a few feet. He was declared the winner 3 days after the race. Ever since, cameras have been installed at the finish line. Gaining popularity. The race was first broadcast on national TV in 1979. Giving many Americans their first exposure to stock car racing. Thousands of new fans quickly became hooked on this fast, loud, and dangerous sport. The 55th Daytona 500 is about to start. Drivers and fans alike are eager to hear the race's famous starting line, "Gentlemen, start your engines." Word bank. Witness. I witnessed a car accident while I was standing in front of my house. Neck and neck. The two runners are neck and neck. Either one of them could win the race. Install. Jeff is going to install some extra lights in his bedroom. Hook. Susie became hooked on bubble milk tea after she first tried it in Taiwan. More information. Stock car. Checkered flag. Talk about it. Are you interested in watching the Daytona 500? Why or why not? Do you think race car driving requires as much skill as other sports? Explain.